You know, in my book, I mentioned that Justice Brennan a long time ago went to Israel, and when he came back, he said there's only one country we could learn how to balance civil liberties against the fight against terrorism. Israel's been doing it for 50 years, and they've been doing it tolerably well. We can learn a lot. Particularly ISIS is now emulating Hamas, and so we have to learn also how to fight that kind of terrorism without compromising our liberty.
And the prospect of using human shields, you talked about that. That was exactly what was happening in Gaza with Hamas.
Right.
Talk about the difficulties of going through that and understanding where the lines are drawn there.
Well, ISIS is going to embed its fighters among civilians because it will emulate Hamas's dead baby strategy. What Hamas does is it puts Israel to the terrible choice. Either allow our rockets to kill your civilians, allow our tunnels to kill your civilians, or respond and you'll kill our civilians. We'll be ready with TV cameras to hold up the dead babies and you will look terrible in the court of public opinion. ISIS is doing the same thing. They're hiding their soldiers among civilians in urban areas, and we will have to choose whether not to fire at them or to fire at them knowing there'll be some civilian casualties.
Well, and in terms of firing, the targeted killings now, I mean, is that something of a preferred method of going about assassinations?
It's the best method. If you can really target the leaders and not kill civilians instead of blanket carpet bombing, if you can isolate who the leaders are, who the terrorists are, and you can get them, targeted killing is so much better than untargeted killing. Mm-hmm. And yet Israel gets condemned for doing it. United States will be condemned for doing it. One of the big red herrings is we killed an American citizen. Big deal. When an American citizen goes over and becomes a combatant on the other side, like many did in Germany and in Japan, more in Germany than in Japan during the Second World War, they lose their special status as American citizens. They're just combatants, and we're entitled to go after them.